late, I guess we're ready.
Call to order, Board of Works, for January 14th. Need approval of minutes. We have minutes from December 10th, as well as December the 19th.
Make a motion to approve them as accepted.
I will abstain from voting on the meeting on the 10th, correct? Because I was excused, but...
I think the 19th is the one that you...
And the 19th, I mean, I'm sorry, so...
Y'all just second. All in favor? Aye. This is report from City Department.
Bill Cooper, City Inspector. You said the last meeting was the 19th?
At noon.
That was a special meeting.
It was a special meeting.
Well, from 12:10 to today, we had 64 number of violations. Also, 30 permits total. That's electric, building permits. And also, I was wanting, on the demolition of the houses, I've got about ready. I'm waiting for the veteran to retire the gas service to the houses. I think they got three more to do. And Duke has got disconnected the electric power. And also, I was wanting to, you notice a lot of streets being cut by veteran, and that's going to be the next 3 years. They're going to replace a lot of the steel pipe, replace with the new plastic pipe. So there's going to be a lot of intersections closed, and so that's going to be in the next 3 years. And they got a lot to do. So
okay. Thanks, Phil.
Hello, fellas. Danny Wilson, Cemetery. So far this year, we've had 7 services, and we put our request in for no more snow and high winds like we got that we haven't heard back. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Motion approved.
Gordon Becker, Fire Department. I wanted to let you know we had 2,608 runs last year. We have 103 runs so far this year. We have 2 trucks down at the present time, a ladder 3 during the heavy rain the other evening, trying to telephone pole. So we have some damage there. We're looking for parts to get it fixed, probably, hopefully, in the next week. And our engine 2, just age or whatever, we had some, some valve problems. So it's going to be kind of an extensive project. Hopefully we can have it back next week.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. I would report that we had approximately 11,000 calls for last year, which is about normal. And so that's where we ended up for the year's total. We've already kicked off this year in getting our training rolling. At the end of the month, myself and John McKinnon are to attend the Indiana Association of Chiefs of Police conference, where they unveil some of the new technologies and equipment that's available to us. So I'm looking forward to seeing some of that later on this month. We also have some gentlemen that are on the 7th went up for the medical and psychological testing, and that would be our number 36 and 37 if they complete that. So we've got our fingers crossed there. Would actually, if they are able to complete that, it would bring us up to our full 37 officers, which we've not seen in a while. Other than that, John O'Brien is headed to the police academy later this month. So we're looking forward to that as well, to get him through that process, and he's getting himself nice and physically fit before he takes on that endeavor. So
great.
All right.
Is he going to Evansville? Or?
He's again going down to Evansville.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Saves a little.
Terry Barmas, Director of the Animal Shelter. ended up the year with approximately 500 dogs adopted, 211 cats, and 113 reclaims. Good numbers. As of January, we've had 5 new volunteers, we've had 4 animals reclaimed, 7 cat adoptions, and 18 dog adoptions as of today.
Do you still have them outside, or?
They're coming in faster than I can even imagine. We're having a big issue with puppies right now. People saying that they've just shown up on their at their house. Some of them have their nails painted, you know. I don't think they're really strays,
but
regardless of the problem on them not being able to feed them or whatever, we have a lot of animals. But we're looking into some rescue situations, and we're doing a big fundraiser in March. So,
yeah.
Okay, thanks.
That's fair.
Rice, Street Department, contrary to what we did here on the radio, and I know I talked to you, we're good for the snow. We worked overtime hours and we used salt, but we all had that budget. Worked out well.
Great. Good job. I mean,
thanks.
I thought that the main thoroughfares were
thank
plowed
you.
Quickly and
had a
nice.
Lot of good help.
Yep.
Rice.
Steve Beeman, Vincennes Parks. Tonight we have our joint park board city council meeting to pass a resolution, move forward with the pool project. I think that's been everyone's agenda for the past 3 or 4 months, the next 4 months. I've spoken about 10 different agencies so far. We've got about 15 to 20 more scheduled. We've had a couple fundraising meetings and just getting everything ready to move forward with the project. Then also we took our 3/4-ton dump truck through the mayor down to Myers in Evansville to get a plow or snow plow put on and a sand box also. We're going to pick it up tomorrow or Wednesday. We'll be able to help on the next major
snow event.
Good.
That's all.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. We want to old business, awarding of bids for city building janitorial service. Remember, a low bid for Clean Right, $12,000 for the year. We did check; they're due several banks. So. Bids for Chris Cooper.
They're significant.
$6,000 difference between the lowest and the highest.
Okay. Okay, so I'll make a motion that we approve the bid for Clean Right.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Moving on. Opening of bids for demolition executive. Is that all these here?
No. I don't think that'll get you anywhere. You have 7?
Yes.
Okay. You have a letter opener? Or? Okay. So how do you want to do this? You want to just read them and the amount?
Right. We'll just read them and...
Dave, you'll be recording me.
The first one is National Salvage and Service Corporation. $748,000. Mullen Supply. Ethanol. Blank company, and it is $425,000. Evansville. Construction is $498,750.
So, Mr. Mayor, I'll motion that we take these bids under advisement, and I guess that's all I need to motion.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Council, that's all we need to do with that. Okay, we'll move on to new business. First up is banner for the 2013 Ag Day of Chad Thomas.
Hello, I'm Chad Thomas. I'm representing the Knox County Ag Day. We'd like to hang banners over Hart Street and Wabash Avenue from February 25th through March 7th. Be promoting Ag Day. Ag Day is actually March 7th. At a BU.
Wabash or Washington?
Washington.
Is that those dates right.
They're okay on your calendar. Okay. You have any other questions, Dan, or you're okay with what you got? Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll motion that we approve the hanging of banners for Ag Day 2 weeks prior to the March 7th date. On Hart Street and Washington Avenue.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Chad.
Next is veteran injury contract. That itself. This is a contract that allows for the moving a gas line off of River Road.
Right.
It will go through the rendezvous grounds.
Be still, my heart.
This is
an historically correct pipeline that will be, I think we reviewed this with the rendezvous board members. I think Dan Sievers was president at the
out there and
meeting, and my understanding roughly that's going to go along the what I call Main Street, which is the row in front of like the Kiwanis corn right. booth, and go back through that way, and then the. Understanding we have with Vectren is that they would either do that work well in advance of the rendezvous, or they would do that after the rendezvous and not dig up something right before the 1st of May.
I think their plans are to start that this month.
Okay.
License and finish before the rendezvous event.
Because in terms of the event and what's, you know, what happens in that area, I mean, that pretty much is always going to be a street or road and should accommodate what they need to do, so.
And this,
so I think the board's in agreement with that.
Reason for having to move this line is because this also, the sewer line
right.
goes along with the levy
right.
project.
Right. Okay. So basically, the contract that we're approving is for that actual work, correct?
Right. Allowing them to get on the city's right away.
Right. Okay.
And you should have a copy of all
right.
that.
Yeah, we've got copies in advance of that. So, Dave, do you have any questions about that? Or okay. Pretty straightforward. Okay, so I'll make a motion that we approve the Vectren Energy contract to place the gas line through the Rendezvous property.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next is NDOT contracts for railroad crossing improvements. These are two contracts with NDOT that basically say that we will proceed with the both these projects. This is the money that is from
Second Street.
It's actually from Federal Highway for the earmarked money.
Earmarked money.
This is going to be one contract is for the second Niblack project. The other contract is for various railroad crossings. It's improving those crossings.
So. Okay, and the listing of the. The different sites is in the contract, right?
Right.
I mean, I read through that
right.
previously, and those are all identified. And okay,
correct. And this is just standard contract document. Before any of this work's done, it'll be awarded to an engineering firm, and then we'll get contact from them. Before it
actually do the
has to approve that.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we'll come back to this board.
So this basically just approves the initial. Process right. through NDOT. Okay. All right. You're okay with. I'm sorry. C and D on the agenda. Oh, I'm okay. sorry. I'm
All
sorry.
Right.
He's,
I'm
he, we're talking D.
Yeah.
So permission to move to D and then come back to C.
Right.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we are talking about the NDOT contract for railroad improvement. So I guess my question then is you're okay with what you've seen on them? Okay. All right. I'll make a motion that we approve the NDOT contract for the aforementioned railroad improvements.
I'll second
Everybody
the
says
motion.
Yay. Everybody wants improved railroad crossings, yeah. right? Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, we'll go back to see which is consulting contract. And this is the one with the on the Riverwalk project. We've had to relook at that and make some changes. There were some changes that were approved under the previous administration that actually can't be done because of most of
right.
the planting trees and so this I guess we do that.
Okay.
With those changes.
So in terms of
HWC.
Okay, so in terms of the process then on that grant that would put it back into action a modified Riverwalk plan with
right.
planting and
right.
so sidewalks and
the last contract had trees bushes because okay. it's within the toe of the levee and. We had to make some corrections. So
what's the process after this then? If we approve the reallocation of those funds or a redesign of those funds, that's what we're doing.
Right. It's basically for changes in the design.
I mean, the specifics.
Right.
For a reduced amount.
Mm-hmm.
Cost of those
right.
things.
So we still don't go over the amount of the grant.
Okay. So the specific details of the project itself are still to be worked out, or they've.
Is the money already there?
Yeah, the money's a grant and has been there for...
Well, yeah, I know the money. The money's been there for some time, right, yeah.
I mean, the changes are just...
Right.
And it was reducing Culberson to a one-lane road, and we couldn't have that because there were a lot of stormwater
issues on, right.
Okay.
So,
this basically just puts it back to where we're kind of like redid this design, but it's still sort of on hold until we get the levee work done.
This work will be on hold and post the levee work, is that?
We don't want to.
Right.
They're working on the designs.
Okay.
And they're working on the
court. All right. So we're taking money that's already been allocated, earmarked for this project, and reapproving a concept design. Okay. Steve, do you have questions, or I don't know if anybody else has questions about the project? Are you guys involved in this in the park department or anything? I mean, it's not. Okay. All right. In terms of the upkeep and those kind of things. Okay. Anybody else have questions about that that they want to ask? Okay. Okay. I will make a motion that we approve the consulting contract presented by the mayor. That's with Hannum Wagle. Okay. HWC.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Moving on to miscellaneous. Wabash Utilities closing 9th and Nicholas for 1 week.
So did you get that other work done? That means. Just kidding.
I'm not for sure what you mean by other work, but we're still working on
it. Seemed like we closed the street the last time you were here, that's right.
Yeah, we did get that finished. I'm Paula Hines with Wabash Utilities. What we're wanting to do is close the intersection of Nicholas and 9th Street. We're going to be putting in a water line for the Good Samaritan Hospital for the Hunt Project, okay?
Okay.
Which will kind of makes a loop and goes all the way around to Willow Street, but right now we're going to be closing intersection of 9th and Nickel.
Okay.
And we're going to be digging about 11 feet deep and making some connections. So we put up barriers so people can't get through there, but they'll have, so they can detour about a block before.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try to keep access to the homeowners so they can get there, but at nighttime make sure we barricade it up so nobody, no accident. And that will take us about a week, maybe a little more than that. It just depends on progress and the weather.
Weather.
And then after that, we will be going south on Nicholas to 10th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And once we get there, we'll be closing the intersection of 10th. I'm doing this only because I know your next board meeting is not for a month.
Right.
And so depending on how our work progress goes.
Actually, we'll meet in 2 weeks.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I might be back. I don't know if we get done with 9th intersection of 9th and Nicholas, we could be moving south on Nicholas and going to 10th.
Then I mean, would you prefer that we make a motion tonight to approve both intersections?
I would,
intersections?
Because we're going to be doing it. It's not a matter of if we're going to be doing
right.
it. It's
this
when.
This is
going
to happen.
Yes,
it's
this is
part
going
of the hospital's
happen.
Plan. So,
correct.
The hospital itself is obviously on board with this.
Yes. It's all in the water line replacement that we're doing for the Vincennes Water Utilities.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually it will become their line.
Right.
But we've got to do the intersections one at a time and then make our way down to 10th. So 10th and Nicholas will eventually be closed also. And what we will try to do is keep it open to the residents there, local, try to get through, but otherwise close it for safety purposes.
Okay, and then have the neighbors been contacted, or this is the first that they will have heard about that, or
Well, you know, I don't know,
okay.
Mark, to be honest with you. We can contact, well, with letting you know, and then we can...
Sure.
I think the Good Samaritan Hospital is letting some of the residents know around the area.
Okay.
And Hunt Construction, but I can double check with Hunt. We have
okay.
a meeting
I mean,
tomorrow
earlier
morning
that we
with
can
Hunt.
Give, you know, heads up for those folks would be nice.
Sure.
So when would this start?
We're planning on starting tomorrow.
That'd be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow will be 9th and Nicholas.
Those of you who get the digital paper, you'll be able to get
tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the intersection of 9th and Nicholas,
okay.
right. And then what I'll do is, if you want me to, I'll double check with Hunt to make sure they have contacted the locals. And if not, we can get out there,
okay.
the local residents, and let them
okay.
know.
I guess my only concern would be, you know, older people or handicapped people that might live in that neighborhood that have...
But we're
going to
make sure that anybody, as far as the residents along this area, that they can
get
in and get out.
And things, right.
right.
Sure.
But we, for safety purposes, with digging that deep, 11 feet,
mm-hmm.
it's not only a safety hazard for our guys, but also anybody trying to
sure.
come through if they would miss, go too far or something.
Okay.
So that's what we're wanting to do.
All right. So I'll make a motion, and if you need to correct me, then please do so. So we're going to motion that that we close the intersection of the 9th and Nicholas for a period of at least 1 week, starting tomorrow,
correct.
The January 15th, to be followed by a similar action at 10th and Nicholas for a similar period of time. Chief, you have any problem with any of that, or?
We'll contact you when
yeah.
we know that.
Does
that's
Gordon,
going to
I mean,
take effect.
Okay, because obviously that's a fire path too. Okay, all right. Okay, that's my motion then.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank
Thanks.
You.
Thanks, Paul. Anything else on our miscellaneous? Not.
So moved.
Great.